Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the I'm Just Saying show. I am Carla G. Sometimes people call me CG. Sometimes people call me other things. Usually my initials are included in that. Don't go trying to think people call me bad names. I'm sure somebody is somewhere, but not to my face. It's been a really long time since somebody called me something really bad to my face. You ever do that? You ever just call somebody a name? Just right to their face? Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Have I ever called anybody a really bad name to their face? No, I don't think so. I'm not a confrontational person. Now, my friends or acquaintances possibly will disagree with that. I don't know. I don't like confrontation. Let's put it that way. Confrontation, I don't like it. I may rant and rave, but that's really because I care. It's really because I care. And a lot of times people misinterpret what I say or the way I say it or my demeanor behind it, and they think that I'm being confrontational, but I'm not. I'm really not. So, damn it, stop thinking I am. Okay, see, that was a joke. Sometimes people don't get my jokes, but it's okay. Let's just move on. So it is Sunday. It is the 8th day of March. Hopefully, presumably, several of you at least know that the time changed, because there you are waving. There you are on the phone. Hello to everybody who's listening in right now. You clearly know what's going on. You knew the clock changed. The time changed. So yes, anybody who tunes in late, well, I'm sorry. But today is the 8th of March, 2015. Clocks move forward. We are now in daylight saving time or daylight savings time. We say it various ways. I think the correct way is daylight saving time. Yeah, believe it or not. I'm somebody that always says daylight savings time. That's just the way I think I've always heard it. And I'm not going to click on anything away from my page here on the computer to find out what it is officially, or maybe I will. Who knows? I'm quirky like that. I do what I want. What I want. Blah. All right. 646-716-4732. That is the call-in number. Again, it's really funny to say that, because if you're listening the way this particular radio show works, the way you're either listening on the phone or on the computer. There's no way you don't know the phone number. But in the event that you're listening to the podcast, and I say something and you're like, oh, I got to call her next time, the number you want to call is 646-716-4732. Now, I have a lovely audience. You all are loyal. I see you here. I see you after the fact in the numbers when I'm checking things and updating my page on blogtalkradio.com/IJS. When I'm checking that, I see that several of you, goo gobs of you, have listened to the show, and you are listening to the show. But the quirky thing about my show is that you guys don't press that number one and you don't talk much, which is okay. I can appreciate that as well. But just letting you know, again, if you're listening to the podcast, the way it works is you call in, you press the number one, we talk, or you don't press the number one, you listen, and then you go back and listen to the podcast as well. So that's fine. That works. That's why I'm keeping it at the Radio 15 now, just so you know, the shows can run longer. Okay, let me get that part out of the way. The other thing is I do have a Twitter account, not yet on Facebook. And when I say I mean the I'm Just Saying show. So you can connect on Twitter, which I would love for you all to do. I'm inviting you all to let's connect on Twitter. The Twitter handle is @IJS. TWEETS is plural. So I'm glad that you all, I'm encouraging you all to connect on Twitter. And yeah, one day maybe I might get that Facebook account or the show. When I say I mean the show. So, all right, it's a brief show today. Let me just get on with it. Basically, I'm just going to call your attention to the facts. If you haven't heard in the news, this weekend, particularly on the 7th of March, but it was a Sunday 50 years ago, we had the march in Selma, Alabama, headed by Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. People wanted to get organized to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, and some really bad things happened. People were beaten down. People were chewed up by dogs. Oh, did I mention that the cops did that to the people who had organized, and people specifically, black people, my people, color, this is our beloved America. And you know what's really interesting is that 50 years later, it's the same issues that are taking place. So I really don't know that America is as progressive as it likes to claim it is. Yes, yes, yes. We do have a man in office holding the office of the presidency who is not a white man. When you look at him, you see a man of color. He is a colored man. He is a Negro man. And so we have made major progress in that sense. Well, haven't we? And then what did we do? We just sat down and pat ourselves on the back, and we think, oh, well, we've made it now. Well, we've crossed that bridge, haven't we? No, we haven't. And let's think about how long did it take us to get that black guy in office? 1965, 75, that's 10 years, 85, that's 20, 95, that's 30, 2005, that's 40, and when did he get elected? 2008. So we're talking 43 years we had to go before we get an African-American man in the office of the presidency. And I got to admit, something I didn't think would happen in my lifetime, but we did. So that's good. That's good. Progress is being made. And even though the Edmund Pettus Bridge was eventually crossed, we haven't crossed any bridges yet, people, in America. We still have a long way to go. Don't forget we've got Ferguson. Don't forget we've got, Ferguson being Michael Brown being shot to death. Oh, and gee, there was a fellow shot, was it last night, last couple of nights ago in Madison, Wisconsin? Not ready to speak on that one yet because I don't really have all the details, but apparently another black male, armed black male, was shot down by police. So I'm only bringing it to your attention because I heard it in the news. I'm not one to inflame any situations unnecessarily. So, again, I don't know a whole lot about the situation in Madison, Wisconsin, but it happened. But here's something that I wanted to do, which I haven't done in a while, with all this so-called progress we're making. Like, for example, today is also, or this month, is Women's History Month. I didn't really know there was such a thing, but there it is. And I was online today, and in fact, today in particular is International Women's Day. So I think I might have known of an International Women's Day, but I didn't know that the month of March was Women's History Month. Wow. I need to look that up and see how long that's been going on. But all that being said, it just made me think, hey, it's been a while since I've mentioned since we collectively have recited the pledge. And I thought, oh, let's do the pledge this morning. If you don't know the pledge, just listen up. If you don't remember the pledge, just listen up. And if you remember the pledge to which I am referring, let's repeat it now, shall we? And it go like this. I intend to develop myself in a positive manner and to avoid anything that will reduce my mental growth and physical health. I'm going to repeat that one. I intend to develop myself in a positive manner and to avoid anything that will reduce my mental growth and physical health. Next one. I intend to develop self-discipline in order to bring out the best in myself and in others. Shall I repeat? I'm going to change the I to we. It's a collective thing. Let's us do this. Let's we do this. Hold on a second. Got something caught in the throat. Got a cough. Hold on. Am I covering up the phone well enough? I don't know. I could play something in there while I'm coughing. In fact, why don't I do that? Be right back. I'm going to play the opening. Okay, I'm good. I'm back. Thank you very much. Anyway, where did I leave off? I intend to develop self-discipline in order to bring out the best in myself and others. Finally, I intend to use the skills that I have learned in life constructively and defensively, and I want to help others and never be abusive or offensive. Have we got that? I'll do it. One big flowing motion. I intend to develop myself in a positive manner and to avoid anything that will reduce my mental growth and physical health. I intend to develop self-discipline in order to bring out the best in myself and others. I intend to use the skills that I've learned in life constructively and defensively to help others and never to be abusive or offensive. All right? So what this means is you're striving for good. We're striving to be good people. We don't need racism. We need to knock that out. We need and just even on the lower levels. When I say lower, I mean lesser levels. You don't have to reach the whole world with this. You can start with yourself and start within your household. Don't yell at people. Be kind to one another. Show respect when you go to the store. Oh, here's a story for you. I'm in Walmart. I'm buying an item. I actually have to be the one to track down the clerk, the cashier. There was an elderly woman who had been standing there. No, she didn't track down the cashier. No problem. I showed up. I went to track down the cashier. Cashier comes. Obviously, I let the lady go ahead of me. Some other guy had come in after the fact. And a second cashier shows up, and the second cashier says to the guy, "I'll take you over here, sir." So I joke with the lady, with the cashier, and I'm saying, "Hey, I'm here. Why don't you?" And I know this lady, actually. Well, I know her just from the Walmart. She's, "Oh, I thought you were with the elderly woman." Okay, no, I wasn't. But so I wasn't faulting the cashier, but the guy just runs in front of me. And I say, "Hey, don't you see me standing here? What's up with you? I'm actually next. It would have been nice if you'd have said, 'Hey, do you mind if I go?' Because I would have let you go." And then I joke and I say something like, "Hey, you're not a church going man, are you?" So he says, and I probably shouldn't have mentioned where I was, but oops, sorry, that was in that store. Okay. It's not the store's fault, it's this person's fault. So the guy says to me, I say to him, "Hey, you're not a church-going guy, are you?" And he says, "Oh, not only do I go to church, I'm the pastor." Okay, that's just bad. The pastor should not be acting like that. None of us should, but anybody, it shouldn't be the pastor. You know what? I'm going to run long by a few minutes, so stay on the line. Don't hang up. 646-716-4732. Oops. And now we're into the after show. So those of you, hello. You're still on the phone. Great, great. Don't go anywhere because then you won't be able to dial back in if you have to hang up or something and think you can come back. You can't, but you can always check the podcast. So on with the story. So the guy says that he is a pastor of a church. And then I'm saying to him, well, sir, you really need to correct yourself. Now, no, we're all not perfect. But this guy really went off on a ridiculous tangent. Now, he wasn't cursing or anything, and I wasn't cursing. And, again, well, what? Some of you are saying, what, I should have just kept my mouth shut? No, 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 no. I had to stand up for what's right. And what's right is being courteous. So that's why I was calling it to his attention. Hey, sir, you're not being courteous. I'm standing here in line in front of you, and because the clerk said, sir, I'll take you over here, the least you could have done is said, oh, well, I really wasn't the next one in line. This lady here, me, was the one in front of me, and he could have let me go, or he it's just the courteous thing to do. So then when we're talking about me, I'm joking, saying to him, you're not a church-going man, are you? And for him to admit that he's the pastor of a church, I had issues with that. So, of course, I asked him what church does he go to because I want to make sure I don't go to that church. I don't want to go to that church. Yeah. So is there a moral to the story? The moral is what it is. It's always, you know, let's be good people. I want my listeners, my listening family, the I'm just saying people, to be good, upstanding people. I don't want to hear about you or read about you acting like Real Housewives people or any of these people on any of these ridiculous reality shows. I want to hear about you being those people. Okay? All right. So I guess that's it. I just wanted to run long enough to say let's be good people. That's my message for today. I have a whole lot to say. There's so much to talk about. I really couldn't pick one thing to talk about, to be honest with you. Just be nice people. Next weekend is possibly the weekend I'm going to have to alter the time of the show. As I told you last week, one of the remaining Sundays is going to be a Sunday where I've either got to cancel the show altogether or just change the time. Next week is looking like it's going to be it. But just check Twitter, at IJSTweets, to find out, because that's where I put my updates. In the meantime, as I've been saying on this show, be good, be kind, and I think I said last week, stay rich, right? Let's get rich and stay rich. Let's keep our eyes focused on the prize. I'm out.
To come together, unite in strength and the lion, iron sharp and iron. So they be and the overs we've just begun. Tell them, Christ and David and the greater son, yeah. Rise and be strong, for your time soon come. And make them know that we shall overcome. Rise the people and arise the nation. We've been here and it's still so long. Rise the Moses, rise the Aaron. We're still here and we seem so strong. We're cities and countries, yes, we are islands. Soldier and warrior, them that take your stand. Awaiting to see the masters appear and competent for the wicked, them interference. Strength of the lion and no endurance. Yes, my people, we perish for ignorance. Educate yourself, strive and advance. And then you know that we shall overcome. And no others, we've just begun. Tell them, great and they need and a great and they need. Rise and live for your time soon come. And then you know that we shall overcome. True revival in this island. In a distant time, I have not seen one. This is what we need to break the separation. Full time we come together, make we know what's on. And we burn confusion, all separation. One God, one day. No color, no creed, no denomination. No matter who you are, where you come from. We've been through the fire, the tribulation. and rising